15 years and 2 months behind bars. David Norris got a minimum of at least 14 years and 3 months. Doreen Lawrence says she understands the judge's hands were tied because the killing happened when the pair were under 18. Her lawyer is Imran Khan.
The judge, when he came to sentence both David Norris and Gary Dobson, said that he was constrained by the law as it stands. Parliament's made the law, laid it down. I think he wanted to give a higher sentence and felt legally obliged to give the sentence that exists.
The body found on the Queen's estate at Sandringham was that of a white woman aged between 15 and 23. Pathologists say it could have been lying in situ for up to 4 months. Detectives are now reviewing cold cases to try to establish her identity. Emma Birchley is at Norfolk Constabulary headquarters for us.
One of the cases that may prove to be relevant is of a 17-year-old girl. Now, yesterday the police said they were considering that case among other ones. Her name was Elisa Dmitrieva. She went missing on August the 31st, about 10 miles or so away.
A panel's been set up by the government to find a simple way to test drivers for drugs. Ministers are worried young people think driving after taking illegal substances doesn't have the same danger as drink driving. Thousands of ticket holders for the synchronised swimming at the London Olympics have been told to return their tickets after organisers sold too many. 10,000 seats which didn't exist were made available. Customers can exchange their tickets for other events. QPR captain Joey Barton has lost his appeal against the red card shown to him for headbutting during Monday's Premier League defeat to Norwich. He'll serve a 3-match ban. And the offside rule is to be explained on the back of a 50p coin. It's part of a Royal Mint collection intended to showcase each of the Olympic and Paralympic sports at London 2012. It's been designed by a London-based journalist. That's the latest. I'm Richard Suchet.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Yeah. FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
The High Street in Brentwood is busy but moving eastbound at the B185 Kings Road Junction. And also in Brentwood, the Ingrave Road is busy but moving northbound around Wilson's Corner. If you're heading towards Chelmsford, you'll find that there's slow traffic on the A114 Van Diemen's Road into town in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy, also affecting the Baddow Road at the Army and Navy. And don't forget there's narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25 between junction 29 and 30. And major road works on the A130 Saddlers Farm roundabout in South Benfleet at the A13 junction. And I did see some temporary traffic lights earlier on, which might still be there on the Ongar Road in between Pilgrim's Hatch and Kelvedon Hatch. So they might just hold you up if you're heading towards Ongar or coming from that way today.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mum, I want to talk to you about the things you've packed to take to your new care home tomorrow.
Yes, darling?
Well, you've packed your dancing shoes.
That's right, darling. They have all sorts of entertainment at Anisha Grange, and I want to be ready to party.
Well, what about these dirty old gardening gloves?
For the gardening club, darling. They have raised beds, so I don't have to bend and hurt my knees. I'm going to grow my famous tomatoes.
Right. Well, can you tell me why you've packed this popcorn machine?
No, don't be silly, darling. That's for the cinema there.
Anisha Grange in Billericay will offer exceptional residential, nursing and dementia care from September. To view the show suite, call 658-529 or visit hallmarkcarehomes.co.uk.
Driving instructors required for Brentwood and Billericay areas. Why not train to become an instructor with Easy 2 Pass Driving School? If you're looking for a change of career, you could benefit from a company with over 20 years' experience in instructor training. And there's also the offer of work within the school when you pass the exam. Contact Easy to Pass Free on 0800 88 18745 for your rewarding career. 0800 88 18745.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm with you until 6 o'clock this evening. Don't forget that joining me at about 4.15 in the studio, I'm going to be speaking to Ches Moulton from Mind Body Connects on the topic of hypnosis. For now, though, I'm going to bring you some Sam Brown Stop, and then you can be looking forward to a few more local events.
You've given me. Did you never worry that I'd come to depend on you? I gave you all the love I had in me. Now I find you lied, and I can't believe it's true. Going on. Oh, you talk of love, but you don't know how it feels when you realize that you're not the only one.
tried to walk away.
I tried to walk away.
But it's not that easy when your soul is torn in two.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Thursday, the 19th of January at 7:45 PM, the theatrical costumer is going to be a talk by Anne Harty, presented by the Brentwood Museum Society, and it will be held at the Gwendolyn Lewis Room of Shenfield Parish Hall, Hutton Road in Shenfield. It's £3 to go along. You can call 01277 212 142 or have a look at our website if you want to hear those details. Again, all the www.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
After the Kaiser Chiefs, I'm going to be speaking directly to Chet. So make sure you stay tuned to hear all about hypnotherapy.
I only want to see the... I only want to see the kind of girl you are. I only want to see the... I only want to see the kind of girl you are.
And that was the Kaiser Chiefs. You are listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM. And I am joined in the studio by Ches Moulton from Mind Body Connection. He is a hypnotherapist. Hello, Ches. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon, Gabby.
That's good. Your microphone's working. I'm relieved.
Great. Okay.
And you do sound loud enough, so that's good. Now, Ches, tell me something. Where you are a hypnotherapist, where did it all begin? What even made you decide to become a hypnotherapist in the first place?
Well, first of all, I want to say good evening or good afternoon to all the listeners in Brentwood and Billericay and beyond. To answer your question, I was involved in what's called talk therapy for a number of years, whereby I was counseling people with regards to, I guess, what's popularly known as 12-step programs. I was counseling people in issues dealing with codependency. And I had a happenstance, as it might be, to meet somebody who was a hypnotherapist, got me interested in it, went through the process myself, became more interested in it, decided it was something that I wanted to pursue as a way to be able to affect change in people who wanted to, you know, who wanted help, who wanted positive change in their life. And so I pursued a course in hypnotherapy, and I obtained my first diploma back in 1998 or 1999. I think it was 1999 is when I got my diploma, first diploma.
So you've got quite a few years' experience behind you, I have to say. What has that experience? What has that helped? You know, if you compare yourself to where you were, you know, when you came fresh out of that diploma to where you are now, would you just think, oh my word, I'm a different therapist?
Different therapist and a different person, notwithstanding the fact that we all evolve and we would all be different over that amount of time in any event. But it certainly has shaped my life and shaped the way that I approach life and how I see things going on around me.
Yeah, would you say it's shaped your life for the better?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Has it helped you become more self-aware?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And aware of what other people are saying. Tell me something else, just so that listeners understand. You said that before you were involved with codependency. Could you just outline what you mean by that word?
I was involved and still am to a large degree. My entire practice is not taken up 100% with hypnotherapy, although most of it now is. But I was involved and still am involved in what we normally now refer to as talk therapy. Codependency. I was doing a lot of counseling with people who have issues surrounding codependency. Codependency would be, to make a long story short, codependency would be a fancy word, a white collar word for addiction. Addiction to what? Addiction to relationships.
Oh, right. Oh, okay then. Okay, thank you for outlining that for me. Now, you now say that most of your practice is in hypnotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose to take most of your practice towards hypnotherapy?
Well, I really didn't choose it that way. The people have chosen it that way, and when people come to me and they seek help, after a consultation, after a diagnosis, usually we would agree that the best way forward for them to be able to resolve the issues with which they have come seeking help for would be through a process of hypnotherapy.
Okay. What is hypnotherapy for people out there that still don't quite understand? I know that there are some people out there and they still think that it's a case of waving waving a trinket, you know, from a chain, and saying, you know, watch this, or look at my eyes, you know, what is hypnotherapy?
Well, that's what I thought hypnotherapy was too, when I used to stay up and watch those late night movies on Friday night as well. When I was a little boy, I can clearly remember that as well. But having grown up and gotten into it, I realized that it's something completely different. Hypnotherapy is a therapy. using hypnosis. Now, what is hypnosis? Hypnosis is an applied state. Hypnosis is an applied state, and some people like to use the word trance. I would hasten to say that there's no such thing as a hypnotized feeling, but if we want to agree for the sake of this discussion, we can call hypnosis a trance-like state. We as people, human beings, we would normally find ourselves in a trance state two or three times or more in the run of any day.
Okay, so give our listeners out there some examples of when they may find themselves in a trance state.
Well, for example, I think for those listeners who are driving, or who are drivers, I should say, not currently driving, but who are drivers.
They might be driving.
Well, yes, well, I'm sure they're not in a trance right now. For those who are drivers, you probably would have had the experience of, you know, being at a stoplight or being some position on the highway or a road somewhere, and all of a sudden you've come to the realization that, you know, you can't remember the last maybe six or seven blocks. You can't remember the last half mile. Or maybe you don't have a clear recollection of having just driven through that small town. And that's because you were in a trance.
Yeah.
You were sort of zoned out, as the young people like to say. Right? Now, let me further explain this before you go on to the next question, though. I may be answering the next question, I'm not sure, but to further the explanation, to give the proper information, when I say that you're in a trance, hypnosis is a trance-like state, very similar to that state. Or perhaps when you're reading a book and you're sitting in the chair and you're so engrossed in the book that you don't hear somebody else enter the room, or you don't hear the phone ringing right away, or these types of things, because you're so engrossed, you're in a trance. The trance state is a state of relaxation coupled with a state of heightened awareness. That sounds almost impossible because it sounds like they're two diametrically opposed situations. But in fact, in truth, that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I often find that I experience this, and perhaps I'm wrong, but I think that I experience this when you say the heightened awareness with it. There's a stage that I go through when I go to sleep, and I don't feel this stage every night, and I wouldn't in any way want listeners to think that hypnosis is going to sleep, because it's not. You're completely aware, but there's a stage in the process of when I fall asleep, so I'm not yet asleep, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am trying to relax to then reach a level of sleep, and I kind of almost wake up a bit, and I feel my whole body feels really, really brilliant and content and all warm and comfortable, and I'm completely aware of everything, but then I just, you know, then I'm off, you know, then I'm out like a light, if you like. But it's just this moment before I fall asleep. It's a really, really nice moment just before I reach that level of sleep. Now, would you say that that's probably as the brain waves are slowing, Chess?
You have pretty much given a very good description of what some of the experiences are when someone enters the trance or the state of hypnosis, and it is known to occur. One of the times that it does occur during the natural waking hours or the natural part of our daily life is just the moments before we drift off, and sometimes just the moments before we drift up in the morning. You know, when you sort of wake up and you're just those few seconds before you're between sleep and conscious awareness.
Yeah, it's a really nice place to be, actually,
I have
to say, because you're completely aware that you're a live, living body, but then at the same time, you just feel really, really content.
So to expand on my example, so if you're driving down, when you're driving down the street and you're sort of now, in that sort of zoned out, spaced out kind of sort of way that we all experience from time to time when we get to the end and can't remember the last half mile. When you were driving through that half mile, such as it were, you know, if somebody had run out in front of the car, or if some object had rolled down a driveway and come out in front of the car, you would have snapped right out of whatever you were, wherever you were, daydreaming, quote unquote, applied the brakes. And, you know, swerve to avoid hitting the object or the person. And there, then, that is the, that's the other side of it, where the one side is that, yes, you're relaxed and you're sort of not present in the moment. But at the same time, you have a heightened state of awareness where if something did happen, you would just, you know, spring up and deal with it.
Yeah, and that's kind of going to lead me on to something I did want to cover during our discussion, and that's the fact that a hypnotherapist can't really make you do something you don't feel comfortable in doing. So as you say, you know, if you had to snap out of that trance-like state while you're driving and deal with an emergency, you would, in the same way if you were under hypnosis and something like a disaster happened, there was a fire or something like that, you'd just snap out of it. Would you agree?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
So you're in full control. Now, share with the listeners some of the things that hypnotherapy can help with, and why it actually helps, and why it can actually help over just talking therapies and some other psychotherapies. I can't actually believe I used to see a psychotherapist, and this was within the NHS, and she was a psychotherapist, but she wasn't trained in hypnotherapy. Now, at the time, I didn't know anything about hypnotherapy either, so that didn't really bother me. But now I kind of think that they're really missing a link. And can you now describe what that link is? What hypnosis achieves that no other type of therapy can achieve?
Well, how much time have you got? That's a good question. No, I'm teasing you. Yeah, hypnotherapy is the therapy to use when one wants to affect positive change in their life from something that's deep-rooted within them. Hypnotherapy is the therapy to use for people who have anxieties, who have fears, who have phobias, people who have nervous disorders, people who smoke, people who want to lose weight, people who bite their nails. And in that description, now, I pretty much covered just about everybody, because everybody suffers usually from some sort of a nervous disorder or some sort of a quote-unquote neurotic behavior or some kind of little odd thing that they do. The question is, why do they do it, and where does that come from? And that's what hypnotherapy addresses.
Right. Okay, then. And sorry, I'm kind of trying to keep up with you. How does it address what I want you to get across to listeners is the fact that it addresses the issue. It can address the issue so effectively because it teaches the subconscious mind, or it accesses the subconscious mind. Can you just share with listeners how much a part of your life and your behaviors are controlled by your subconscious mind?
Just about everything we do is controlled by our subconscious mind.
So but what is someone's conscious mind?
Well, we're not aware of our subconscious mind.
Yeah. So then someone would say, well, yeah, but that's rubbish. I can think for myself. I'm thinking all the time. How am I not aware of my subconscious mind?
Absolutely.
If you could just differentiate the conscious thoughts that you're just having generally, but then the subconscious thoughts.
I can do that. The best way to answer that question would be to give you an example of how that all fits together. Can I do that?
Yeah.
All right. There are basically two kinds of therapy in hypnosis, hypnotherapy. One is suggestive, one is analytical. suggestive therapies when people want to come and they just want to stop smoking, they want to lose some weight, they want to stop biting their nails, these types of things. Some people come and they say, well, you know, I'm wash my hands every 7.5 minutes and I don't want to do that anymore. So just, you know, give me some suggestion to, you know, stop that. Well, I probably wouldn't give suggestive therapy to them because there are other things going on there, which I will now explain. Analytical therapy is the type of hypnotherapy that deals with what's at the root of that problem. You have to recognize that there's a cause and effect going on here. So if somebody presents themselves to me and say, for example, they wash their hands every 7 minutes, and then they get some kind of therapy somewhere else that would allow them, now they only wash their hands every 15 minutes. And they think that that's remarkably, you know, that's remarkable. It's actually not. It's just moving, it's like moving the deck chairs around on the Titanic, as it were, right?
Yeah.
There's no difference, only that they're maybe saving on their water bill. The thing is that we as humans have all experienced events in our lives when we were younger, when we were children. I know this sounds a little bit Freudian, and it is. I'm going to continue with it, but let me put the little disclaimer in there that, you know, it is Freudian in some sense. Freud, in my opinion, didn't have it all right, but he did have a lot of it right. And this is one of the parts that he did have right. That we've all experienced traumatic events in our lives when we were younger, that because we were little boys and little girls and we were youngsters and we were teenagers or kids, those events would have impacted on us in a way in our small minds that we would not have been able to handle the emotion that accompanied the event or the event itself. So we would have repressed, our mind would have repressed that memory. Now, let me stop there and go another route and I'll come back in a moment. There are two types of memories, suppressed and repressed. A suppressed memory would be, you know, you're sitting around with your family and somebody in your family says, oh, you know, you remember the time when we were little kids and such and such and such and such happened, and you say, oh yeah, you know, I remember that. It's a long time since I thought about that. You know, you're right, ha ha, and you all have a big laugh about it, or whatever the case may be. That's a suppressed memory.
You remember it because someone's reminded you of it, and
right,
it does come quite fully. You're like, yeah, right. And it is almost like you'd completely forgotten about
right,
that.
Right,
and if
right.
that person hadn't have reminded you, who knows? You may never right. have recalled it again.
Right.
Okay.
A repressed memory, it would be, they say, oh, well, you know, you remember that time that such and such happened, but and you know you would swear in a stack of Bibles, you would defy all odds to tell them that this is not what has happened. This wasn't you. Oh, well, it must be, you know, you must be thinking of our cousin, or you must be thinking about the person next door, the little girl next door, the little guy next door that we used to play with. It wasn't me. No, it wasn't me. In fact, it was you. But the event was so traumatic to you at the time that you repressed all recollection of it.
Your mind's repressed the memory.
That's correct.
As a coping mechanism.
That's correct. A lot of people, and some therapists that I've met along the way as well, but people generally, and lay people, interchange suppressed and repressed to mean the same thing. And now I hope that we're clear on the fact that they actually are two different things. So now let's talk about repressed memories then, because that's where we're going with the answer to your original question. So the event that you would have, and we've all experienced probably half a dozen, maybe 10 or 12 events in our young lives, usually by the time we're 18 or 19, 20, that would have repressed themselves. In hypnosis, what we do when you're induced into the trance state, into the state of hypnosis, basically what's happening is we're bypassing their critical faculty. So we're basically just kind of doing an end run around your conscious mind, and we're going to talk directly to your subconscious mind. So through the process of regression, free association, and other techniques, you eventually, over the course of 4 or 5 or 6 sessions, would just kind of spring up into your conscious awareness now, the recollection of that event. once that event has been recollected, you've dealt with the emotions accompanying that event as a, you know, as now as an adult, as a grown person who now would be able to deal with such emotions and such trauma that a little person wouldn't have been able to deal with. Case closed. Your nervous disorders, whatever were being caused by the repression of that event, cease to exist.
Go away completely.
Yeah.
And that's why, in my opinion, and no doubt in yours, Chez, that's why hypnotherapy is such an essential tool, in my opinion, to every psychotherapist's treatment method. It's going to get right to the root of the problem and get rid of your neurosis, but some of you may not understand that word, so get rid of your behaviour that you don't want as a part of your life anymore. You know, perhaps you don't want to smoke anymore, but it doesn't matter how much you talk about smoking and how much you know you speak about, oh, I could try this and I could try that, and perhaps I could try chewing gum to replace the habit. It's not about replacing habits with new habits. It's about just getting rid of the habit itself, and you can do that through getting to the root of the problem, which is stored somewhere in your subconscious mind, and you might not even be aware of it as well, because a lot of people they do these certain things. Perhaps you can't stop, I don't know, eating a certain type of food, or you always have to eat at a certain time of day, and it's not because you're hungry, it's just because you just have to do it, and you don't even know why. And it might be because of something, a bad experience you've had, traumatic experience, or you know, just a bad experience itself earlier on in your life, and you can't even link the two.
You're absolutely right. For a good example would be you know, why would a big hardback man that's 6'4" and weighs 250 pounds be afraid of spiders? I mean, and not even the poisons. Yeah, sure, I can understand. I'd be a little weary getting around some poisonous spiders myself. Nobody wants to get poisoned. But just the common house spider that we find in the corner, or up in the corner of the ceiling somewhere, you know, where it's making a little web and just lives there. Like, why would somebody who's 250 pounds and 6'4", big hardback man, why would he be afraid of a little spider? He's over 1,000 times bigger than that spider, and it can't harm him. So why is that? Well, I mean, just to give a for instance, this is just a composite, but I don't know, maybe when he was 3 or 4 years old, maybe his brother snuck up behind him and pushed him down in the dirt, you know, just playing. And he got pushed down in the dirt and he was surprised because he didn't even hear his brother coming up behind him, right? And all of a sudden he's falling, and he's falling forward. Yeah, so he ends up face down in the dirt, and the first thing he sees is a spider there. Right? And so somehow or another in his mind, the spider reminds him subconsciously of some traumatic event, which he can't put a finger on, right? But every time he sees a spider, he just runs. And there's a big hardback man, 250 pounds, 6'4". Why would he be afraid of a little spider?
Because he's had a bad experience.
Exactly.
And there has happened to be a spider.
Right. I mean, I'm just giving
example.
A very broad, loose example. I mean, but these are the things that happen, and that's why you would have this little sort of quote unquote odd behavior, or this sort of idiosyncrasy that a lot of us would have that we want to get rid of, that we don't want to have anymore because it gets in our way. Because it keeps us back somehow, because it bothers us, because it's uncomfortable in some form or fashion in our lives, and we seek to get rid of it.
And it can stop you achieving your full potential. I mean, how do you know what you're ever truly capable of as a human being if you have got these little issues? And you may actually even just think, oh, it's just a little thing I do. And, you know, but it could be holding you back as an individual. And you could actually be achieving so much more if you just got rid of it.
Now the next, you're absolutely right again. And the next part of the puzzle is this. So the gentleman comes and he says, look, I want you to make me not afraid of spiders anymore. So just give me suggestion to, you know, not be afraid of those little spiders anymore because it's embarrassing in front of my mates. Okay, no problem. If I did that, all that's going to happen is it's kind of like a water balloon. You know, when you squish it down in one area, it comes up in another area, right? So if I gave the gentleman suggestive therapy, you know, a session or two sessions to make him not afraid of those little spiders anymore, all that's going to happen is a couple of weeks, a month down the road, some other idiosyncrasy is going to pop up. Because we've only dealt with the symptom, we haven't dealt with the cause. So now, instead of being afraid of little spiders, I don't know, pick one. Maybe he gets claustrophobia. He's afraid of going to lifts, or he doesn't want to go to the cinema, or maybe he gets agoraphobia. You know, he just feels uncomfortable going outside the house anymore. So he doesn't end up running into his mates anymore. In fact, so you know, or anything. You know, maybe he ends up that he just has this. You know, this drive, this feeling that every Thursday he has to wear a green shirt. And so if you see him wearing a green shirt, you know it's Thursday, right? So these are the things that happen. And I'm not doing him any favors, and he's not doing himself any favors if he just comes and says, well, look, you know, give me suggestive therapy to make me not afraid of spiders anymore. There's more going on than that, and that's what analysis is all about, and that's where the bulk of hypnotherapy is done.
Because it gets to the root of the problem.
Absolutely.
Now, we haven't got much time left at all, and I know I did say that I was going to play a song in between, but I'm sorry, I didn't. I made you talk the whole time, Chez. I do apologise for your sake. You should don't look worried. I was mean, basically, to you. How do you feel, Chez, after my meanness?
I didn't find it mean. I feel sorry for the listeners. We were hoping to get some music in there in between, but you know, the thing is that I talk to live and I live to talk. So I don't feel bad about it.
Not at all.
Quite willing to share my information with the public.
I think it's important that this kind of airy fairy side of hypnosis is basically put away, because there isn't an airy fairy side. There's nothing magical about it. There's nothing spiritual. It's not linked to any type of religion. It is a type of psychotherapy. It's a type of psychotherapy that is very, very powerful, and it really, I personally believe, it should be left in the hands of professionals only. I do get annoyed by a few shows that you can still catch on the television that try and use it in a bad way. Would you agree?
Well, I would agree with that. I would say that hypnotherapy is a powerful means to an end. And it can be misused if it's used in the wrong hands or the wrong way. But what the stage hypnotist is doing and what I'm doing are essentially the same thing, only for different purposes. Mm. He wants to allow people who want to be stars of the show and want to have a story to tell for years on afterwards, how they get up on stage and got laughed at and were the star for, you know, got their 15 minutes of fame, as it were, right? I'm doing the same thing. I'm inducing people into a trance who also want to be in a trance. You know, that's why they come to me for help. But I'm using it for a therapeutic method, you know, for therapeutic reasons. I'm not going to make anybody bark like a dog.
Yeah, exactly. And people choose to put up their hands on those shows.
Absolutely.
I have actually been to one of those shows when I've been on holiday before, and I didn't put up my hand because I didn't want to be laughed at by a massive audience. But you know, people volunteer for these things. But it's like anything, you can get good counsellors and you can get bad counsellors, and you can get good therapists and you can get bad therapists, and that's why it's really, really important choosing your therapist wisely, and checking that they are fully qualified.
It is indeed.
And that they work within their code of ethics. Yeah. Chez, if people want to contact you for any more details, can you just leave some contact details? I do believe you're on Twitter, because I'm always giving my Twitter to my listeners here on Phoenix. You can find Chez on Twitter. He is at Counselling4UK, and you'll find him on there. And any other methods in which people can contact you at the moment?
Call me directly, 0775-971-6374.
Brilliant. And if you need those details again, you can always contact us here at Phoenix, and we'll be happy to share. Thank you for coming in, Chez.
Brilliant. It's my pleasure.
Was there anything that you wanted to add?
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Brilliant.
Hope I was able to give some information and educate your listeners.
I hope so too. Let's have a look at the travel situation.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
The Ingrove Road in Brentwood is busy but moving northbound around Wilson's Corner. And the High Street here in Brentwood is busy but moving eastbound at the B185 Kings Road Junction. If you're heading towards Chelmsford, there's slow traffic on the A114 Van Diemen's Road into town in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy. Also affecting the B1009 Baddow Road at the Army and Navy. And there's queuing traffic on the M25 anti-clockwise between junction 30 and 29 in the roadworks area. And slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells interchange in Basildon and the Sadler's Farm roundabout in North Benfleet.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Are we finished yet?
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?
There's nothing better than spending time at the Baytree Centre. So shopping over 25 stores all within the Baytree Centre and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Baytree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in a multi-storey car park and a wide range of shops. The centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times.
50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys, Tamla Motown, rock and roll, soul, whatever your bag is, we have it all on the Sunday replay. So take a journey through the decades, every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 4 on Phoenix FM to enjoy the music of your life. Brought to you by Kirby's Coaches, who've been creating smiles for miles for the past 60 years.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Friday the 20th of January to Sunday the 22nd, the Brentwood Music Weekend is going to be held at the Brentwood Theatre. It's three nights of breathtaking music featuring blues, flamenco and Latin jazz. It's £10 to go along per evening or £15 for two tickets. What a deal. Contact 01621 890153 or check out allthews.essex-live.co.uk for more details.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
So you can call it off, but it might be for the best. You can't walk away anyway, because you've nowhere else to go. Is he worth all this? Is it a simple yes? Because if you have to think of it, feels like you love him more than he loved you, and you wish you'd never met. Don't kill love now. Don't kill love. Don't kill love now. Don't kill love. You've been up all night, the night before, and you've lost count of drinks and time. Friends keep calling, worried sick, and there's strangers everywhere. Don't kill love now. Don't kill love. Don't kill love now. Don't kill love. And then one little moment, it all implodes. But this isn't everything you are.
go to say goodbye or just hello. Silence, no sudden moves. This isn't it.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.